T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Oakland A's owner, I guess we can still say that, John Fisher, says whether it's Oakland or Vegas, he has no intentions of selling the team. For more, we're joined live in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, as we all would have guessed, there's a dollar sign concerning this.
Oh, there is. There's a hefty dollar sign. You know, the fans might want to take that into consideration, or actually they aren't taking it into consideration when they say sell, sell. Because what they're hoping is that John Fisher would sell the team to a local consortium that would keep them in Oakland. And that is looking increasingly slim, both politically and now financially. Basically, in the agreement for them to get approval from Major League Baseball is a clause in there that says any sale before they move to Las Vegas, they'd have to turn over 20% of the sale price to Major League Baseball to basically make up for that relocation fee that was waived in order for them to go to Vegas. And they're not going to do that. This is, John Fisher's made it very clear that they're moving to Las Vegas. And I got to say that it's not just that finances that's motivating. There's other bigger money at stake as well.
What is this whole idea about a flip tax, and how long do you have to wait to avoid that?
That is, you know, I'm going to defer to the tax people on that, Margie, because when it comes to taxes of this type of value and this type of sale, they've got more loops than they've got holes, and you put them together and you can, you know, pretty much weave any kind of deal you want. But I'm going to give you some numbers that will give you a reason why any kind of split would be a hefty tax. Is the Fisher family bought the team at a bargain basement price of $180 million back in 2005. This year, Forbes magazine in its annual rating of sports franchises put the value of that team at $1.1 billion.
Mm.
So it's increased in value, supposedly $1 billion. You don't sell an asset that is growing like that. And the taxes on that would be, you know, could be monstrous, could be marginal. But the fact is that this is a valuable property that's value is going to go up exponentially once it's in Las Vegas with a stadium. And that's just the way it goes. Unfortunately for Oakland, they couldn't match that value. They couldn't match that value either on the Wall Street or on the main street of the town. They didn't come up with the $380 million that Nevada came up with. And we can talk a lot about, you know, public money weren't turning into private profits. That's for sure. And this is a classic example of that in many ways. But, you know, Oakland just didn't have the big shoulders like the Shorensteins and the Schwabs that stepped up and said, we're going to buy the team and build a stadium. That didn't happen. And instead, we've got it going to Las Vegas. But I got to tell you, I mean, Eric, you follow sports. The price of these teams is just getting astronomical.
Yeah, and I don't know what they base it on. It couldn't be the record of the Oakland A's, so oh well.
No, it's on TV contracts and merchandising and things like that. As a matter of fact, yeah, the Oakland A's attendance has been abysmal. And they're moving into what's going to be the smallest ballpark in Major League Baseball and in one of the smaller medium markets. But somehow that translates into the price going up, the value going up. So, guys, I think we ought to get in the sports business, because down is up, up is down, and it just seems to increase in value no matter what.
No, I'm lousy at math, and this illustrates it. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.